Hands, I stated bluntly. Hands? Jim asked. I detected both amusement and surprise in his voice. Hands are sexy as hell.
Are you serious?
Totally. Especially pianist's hands. Long, slim fingers. Heavenly. Ah. I sighed, and for a split second retorted to my all-time favourite fantasy, including a piano and a damn good fingerfuck, preferably performed by the man whose hands I had just imagined and described.
Like these?
Andy pressed on, holding up his chubby fists. Come on, Andy. You're no pianist, I exclaimed.
I can play.
You're a drummer, for crying out loud. I'm sure you have other talents, like keeping a steady pounding beat. But those hands do not fit my description at all. My remark about a steady beat drew some laughter. I was always cheeky, sober as well as drunk. But with rum flowing in my veins, my jokes occasionally went below the waistline, so to speak. I think the guys appreciate that about me, that I'm one of them, that I go for a drink after work with them as if I was the sixth lad in the gang.
Well, give me an example then, because I sure as hell don't get it, Andy said.
Miller, I simply stated. The image of the more than hot composer with the more than sexy hands once again popping up before my eyes.
Miller?
As in the guy who wrote the score for the play we're putting on next month. What's he got to do with anything?
Andy, are you thick?
Hand porn. Pure fucking hand porn. His hands are absolute sexy perfection, and I swear to God, Andy, I would let him do pretty much anything to me with those hands. Those fucking amazing